This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 6, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and wow, it's hard to believe we're into February. Time really does fly. To get us started, I filled in Wednesday night, February 3rd, for John Stattmiller, and I was really amazed that I got as much email as I did from people that apparently enjoyed the broadcast but don't listen or haven't listened on Saturday, so that was refreshing. I played several clips, and I'm not going – a couple of them I am going to play today. I had planned to play them today anyway because I think – I know there's quite a bit of bleed over. There's a lot of people that do listen on Saturday that listen to John's show. But I think there's a good bit that listen on Saturday that maybe don't always listen. And so there is a couple of the clips. If you listened Wednesday night, you will hear again. I just wanted to get in this this planetlockdownfilm.com that I played. I mean, I urge everyone to go there. You have to find it on Rumble. Which I was not familiar with, but anyway, that really is interesting. Got so much news and information to cover, it's hard to know where to start. But I wanted to start. How about the cancel cover? The cancel culture is in full swing. The tolerant left, Lou Dobbs, the number one show on Fox Business, being tossed. Which I don't get Fox News or any of that, so I don't watch that. But I know Lou Dobbs over the years had really been – he was one of the early ones that I heard talking about immigration and border security and that type of thing. So I guess he's been canceled. Some country singer that I'd never heard of that they say is losing it all over some slur he supposedly made. And then of all people, I can't believe – Marilyn Manson is being canceled, and I'm not a Marilyn Manson fan. I didn't go to Marilyn Manson concerts. It was a little beyond the pale for me, but anyway, I do remember that, like, all through the 90s when he would go somewhere and tour, and, you know, he would tear a Bible up in concert, and I've actually got a VHS tape of a Marilyn Manson concert, and I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of concerts, but just to see what went on at that concert was a jaw-dropper for me. It was beyond my expectations of vulgarity of various forms. But anyway, the Christian churches would come out and protest, like if Marilyn Manson was going to be in, say, for instance, in my neck of the woods, if he was going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, a lot of the churches would come out and protest. And they couldn't get anything. You know, they couldn't get them to stop letting him have his concerts. They couldn't get record labels to quit making his records or really anything, you know. In fact, they maybe even helped his career. Who knows? But now that a woman has come out and said that she hung around with him for years and was abused, even Marilyn Manson is being canceled. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't really get – I mean, if you watched that documentary or that VHS tape I've got of him in concert – I mean, if you were to, like, if you were a woman or if it was your daughter and you were going to date Marilyn Manson, I don't know what you would expect to have happen, but a whole lot of abnormal, weird, probably sick kind of things I would expect to probably occur. But I don't, if you're being abused, couldn't you, like, just hit the door rather than stay for years? I don't know. I don't get all that. I guess it's some of that. He's a big rock star, but anyway, even Marilyn Manson can be canceled. But in this day of cancel, you ain't seen nothing yet, right? Now, I know all of you know about this, but I want to talk about this for just a minute. Marjorie Taylor Greene, U.S. House votes to strip Republican of key post. Isn't it interesting? And I think even 11 Republicans voted along with this. Of course they did. But isn't it when the Democrats have power, they actually do something. When the Republicans have power, well, Maxine Waters can say or do anything, and all these other people can make all these different threats like Chuck Schumer, and they do absolutely nothing. But when the Democrats have power, well, by golly, they wield it against the white flag erector team of the Republicans. But the U.S. House of Representatives has voted to expel a Republican congresswoman from two committees over incendiary remarks she made before being elected last November. This is a Google.com story, I guess. That's what it looks like. Marjorie Taylor Greene has promoted baseless QAnon conspiracy theories and endorsed violence against Democrats. Oh, no. Before the vote, she said she regretted her views, which included claims that school shootings and 9/11 were staged. 11 Republicans, of course, there's always some sellout traitor Republicans when you need them, joined the Democrats to pass the motion 230-199. I mean, they could have done it without them, but, you know, they got to cuck when they can, right? It means the representative who was elected in November representing a district in southern state of Georgia cannot take up her place on the education and budget committees. This would limit her ability to shape policy, as most legislation goes through a committee before reaching the House floor. Committee positions can determine the influence of individual lawmakers in their party. It's highly unusual for one party to intervene in another party's House committee assignments. On Friday, Ms. Greene said that she woke up laughing at the situation. I woke up early this morning literally laughing, thinking about what a bunch of morons the Democrats plus 11 Republicans are for giving someone like me free time, she tweeted, referencing the 11 Republicans who voted to remove her. Well, let me interject this into the hallowed halls of our esteemed congressman. You know, those things they said that she had posted on the internet about 9/11 or QAnon or whatever was done before she was elected. She doesn't represent the den of vipers in Washington. She represents her constituents in Georgia, who is the ones that elected her. It should be inconsequential what she posted or what she believed, because they voted for her, and that's who she represents. But in this clown world we live in today, if you don't have right think, oh, if you've thought outside the narrative, if you dare to believe that two planes can't bring down three buildings in 10 seconds, well, by golly, you've got to be some kind of conspiracy nut. You know, she threw out the, maybe lasers were involved in some of the fires in California. This is all stuff before she was elected. This is so ridiculous. But this is where I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg of all the, you know, what I'm running down. I'm running down this list. And even the saddest part of it, which I wouldn't do this. I wish they would quit doing this, but they always do it. They showed her, she was standing in Congress apologizing and saying she didn't believe that anymore and all that stuff, you know, wearing a mask. But no one was there to hear it. They panned the room. Nobody came to hear her. It didn't matter. Nothing you said mattered. I wouldn't apologize. I'd say I said what I said. I believe what I believe. Do what you want to do. But in this cancel culture, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Democrats wield power against their opponents, make fools out of the Republicans, dishonor all the constituents in Georgia that voted for her. And I don't know whether she was on these committees or whether she wasn't. Would it really matter? They're all run by Democrats. It's going to be the Green New Deal. It's going to be all of this various absurdity as we go forward into the movie Idiocracy. But I just wanted to say, even Marilyn Manson, what the entire Christian community couldn't get done for a couple of decades, one female coming forward has managed to do. But his career was really over anyway. I don't know that it matters that much, but whatever. But moving forward, the FBI, this is CNN, the FBI recently raided the homes of two men who sponsored a rally near the Capitol a day before the deadly insurrection. How many times have we heard that one? They somehow, how isn't it coincidental that they, these events that they want to paint this way, there's always a death. Look at Charlottesville. You know, they always, if you listen to the reporting, they'll say three deaths, you know, but two were pilots that crashed their helicopter, you know, but somehow that has to be attached to the event. The first known search warrants involving people who organized and spoke at rallies preceding the attack. How about that? CNN learned of the raids through an eyewitness account, public records, a lawyer representing one of the rally organizers, and an FBI spokeswoman who confirmed details of the searches. FBI spokeswoman Laura E. Miller confirmed that federal agents executed search warrants last week as at two properties in Orange County, California, which public records indicate belong to Russell Taylor and Alan Hostetter. The men run the American Phoenix Project, which co-sponsored a pro-Donald Trump rally near the Supreme Court on January 5th, the day before the attack. Neither man has been charged with any crimes as of yet. Footage of the rally shows the men spewing militant vitriol. Now, remember, this is CNN. We're all terrorists. Everybody's a terrorist now. They're really making gigantic steps of attempting to link every... If you voted for Donald Trump, they're even talking about, like, Tom Brady. I guess I don't... This is how much I've dropped NFL football. I don't even know. I know the Super Bowl is usually around now, so I'm assuming it's tomorrow. I don't even know, and I know Tom Brady must be in it, but I don't even know who he plays for anymore. Because I read an article, and it was saying, should Tom Brady have to apologize for, or explain, it was explained, should Tom Brady have to explain why he supported Donald Trump? Footage of the rally shows the men spewing militant vitriol. Hostetter told the crowd to prepare for a war tomorrow against the vipers in Congress who refused to nullify President Joe Biden's win. Taylor said, "We will not return to our peaceful way of life until this election is made right." So that's violent vitriol, eh? Court documents related to the search warrants are still under seal, but the raids are the first publicly known federal actions against people who organized rallies linked to the Capitol attack. Linked to the Capitol attack? It was just, this was a rally the day before. How is it? How is that somehow linked just because of that statement that he said? Federal investigators have issued more than, listen to this now, federal investigators have issued more than 500 subpoenas and search warrants into the probe. Wow. Now, I don't know what investigation is going on. I think I really do. But as far as, you know, the massive amount of arson that's taking place all across the country, the burning down of people's private businesses. Of course, I forget the number. I think it was 31, maybe. I had the number. I've reported it, but I don't remember. 31 deaths related to all of the violence that happened across the country last year after the Black Lives Matter protests started. A key question about the fledgling investigation has been how aggressively prosecutors will scrutinize the people who organized and spoke at rallies that preceded the stunning assault. Taylor and Hostetter are well-documented promoters of conspiracy theories, ranging from the deep state and QAnon to those related to the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 presidential election. Well, I saw the MyPillow guy. He was on Newsmax. Even Newsmax wouldn't let him discuss the 2020 election fraud. So even they got the memo. Well, I'm not going to spend any more time on this story. I think you get the gist of it. But it's really startling where we find ourselves with the FBI. You know, they are certainly going after everyone and everything involved with Trump rallies on the 5th and the 6th. But by golly, I'm not seeing the updates to any type of investigation into the massive amount. And we're talking about billions of dollars of destruction. All kinds of small businesses destroyed. Like I've said before, a lot of small business, the person's life savings is in their inventory, you know. And in a riot, who knows how insurance companies, I would say most of them's attempting not to pay off. Isn't that what they do? Well, kind of following the lines of that last story, RT ran the story this week. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has ordered all branches of the military to enact a stand down within the next 60 days so they can address supposed internal threats posed by the white supremacist and other forms of extremism. The Pentagon on Wednesday said The Pentagon on Wednesday said it was still uncertain how to grapple with the problem of extremism in the ranks and announced a military-wide pause to allow troops and commanders a chance to focus on the issue. NBC News reported Wednesday Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense who recently took over the Pentagon, ordered each branch of the military to stand down at some point over the next 60 days to discuss the threat posed by white supremacy and similar extremism, said Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. So they are certainly attempting to make the link to anyone that has conservative values, maybe prefers some form of morality in this country, supported Donald Trump, went to a presidential rally, while you're some sort of domestic terrorist, wild extremist for, you know, holding any type of views like that other than supporting open borders and all of the rest of the left's globalist wet dream come true. The former head of the CIA Counterterrorism Center has suggested that counterinsurgency tactics used by the military in Iraq and Afghanistan should be applied to the domestic extremists inside the U.S. This is a Summit-News.com story. NPR reports that Robert Grenier, who directed the CIA's counterterrorism program from 2004 to 2006, declared, "We may be witnessing the dawn of a sustained wave of violent insurgency within our own country, perpetrated by our very own countrymen." In an op-ed for the New York Times last week, Grenier suggested that extremists who seek a social apocalypse are capable of producing endemic political violence of some sort, not seen in this country since Reconstruction. Oh, I guess all that political violence we saw in 2020, well, we really didn't see that, did we? Because those were mostly peaceful protests. I mean, it's quite surreal to turn on your television, which tells you a vision, and boy, it does in this case. And you see some reporters standing there, you know, the whole city behind it's in flames. I mean, it's people looting, just running with merchandise. And they're saying, "I'm reporting from the peaceful protest in Portland, Oregon." Grenier, also a former CIA station chief in Pakistan and Afghanistan, grouped together the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, the Oath Keepers, Christian National Chauvinist, white supremacist, QAnon fanatics, and claimed they are all committed to violent extremism. Grenier labeled dissenters an insurgency and called them to be defeated like an enemy army. So, the most violent elements that we are concerned about right now see former President Trump as a broadly popular and charismatic symbol, the CIA spook added, before comparing Trump to Saddam Hussein. So I guess, you know, this is what we will have going forward to look forward to. I mean, it's just total. How about the way they have... Well, they created the events on the 6th. We know that. And then they have really made hay out of it. I mean, all the way around. It's mind-boggling. And like I've said, they don't mind wielding power. They don't mind coming after who they perceive as their enemies, where when we get the super cuck Republican Party in power, they sit back. The Republican Party is the epitome of the good loser. They're always prepared to lose. They want to lose with dignity. That's their goal. They want to lose while being able to smile while losing. They're not going to be out here outspoken criticizing what happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're going to smile and lose. Smile and lose. They'll pay it some lip service like they do big tech censorship, but in the end, they will do absolutely nothing about it. They'll just sit back and allow it to happen. Blows my mind. Just blows my mind. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention latest order requiring individuals to wear masks when using public transportation or residing in transportation hubs will further be enforced by other federal authorities, the agency announced in its order, which went into effect this week. Under the order, individuals are required to wear a mask while using public transportation, which includes awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, ride shares as they're traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories per the CDC. You knave, you peasant, do what you're told. We've got a pandemic with a 99.97% recovery rate. 15 states that hasn't got a youth under 18 that's died. Wear your mask or else. Submit. Comply. Back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Alternative Media Farron in the studio. We're talking about the new CDC federal requirements for masks. The order will be enforced by Transportation Security Administration agents and other federal authorities, as well as state and local officials. Federal agencies are required to implement additional measures enforcing the provisions of this order, the CDC says. CDC reserves the right to enforce through criminal penalties, the agency adds, though it claims not to intend to rely primarily on criminal penalties. The feds may also implement additional civil measures enforcing the provision of the order. Wow. I mean, they're still trying to, I mean, it's like what I played last week. They're going to ride this as long as they can. This is the globalist wet dream come true, and they're using the pandemic to do it, and I'm going to play more videos to prove that. But I wanted to play, this is Fauci, which I now refer to as Fauci. This is Fauci a tad bit back earlier last year, and it's Harry Vox speaking at the beginning of this. So let's play audio six, please, Kim.
Right, and you tell this to people. You say you haven't heard yet that it's $13,000 to get you in there and claim that you have COVID, and then another $40,000 if they can get that tube down your throat and kill you. And people, oh, I never heard that. Oh, yeah. You never heard that Fauci. You never heard the statement where Fauci says, well, you can wear the mask if you want, but it doesn't really do anything. But, you know, if it makes you feel comfortable, you can do that. No, I never heard that. And they don't believe that he actually ever said that. And they won't take the time to click on a link to look for it.
When you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
And like I say, they just will not believe it. And if they hear him actually say that, they'll accept the excuse that, oh, well, yeah, because we had to save masks for caregivers. Yeah, no.
All right, there you have it. You know, I'd heard he said that, but I'd never been able to locate the clip until I was watching some Harry Vox videos this past week. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of more profanity laced, and I'll tell you that up front. But he puts out some interesting information, and it also has, at times, it is very humorous. So I've kind of been a little bit of a fan. When we come back after this next break, I'm going to be playing some Catherine Fitz, planetlockdownfilm.com. And normally I don't play anything quite this long. I did play it Wednesday night, but I want this audience to hear it as well. So I'm just telling you that. Also, this week, Senate again rejects bill requiring care for babies who survive abortion. The Senate again rejected the Born Alive legislation, which would require babies who survive an abortion to receive the same level of care as newborns of the exact same gestational age. What kind of world do we actually live in? Senator Ben Sasse attempted to add the measure to the budget resolution on Thursday evening. Democrats Senator Joe Manchin and Bob Casey joined Republicans in the 52-48 vote to advance the bill, but the measure still failed to reach the necessary 60 vote threshold. I mean, you know, it's hard to fathom in your mind that you live in a country where if someone attempts to abort a baby and it fails and the baby survives, that then no care is given to attempt to save the baby's life. I mean, if you really sit back and think about that just in itself, and that's the society, that's the country, that's the morality of the leadership of this nation. Wow. It certainly gives you pause. After refusing similar requests for years, Germany has finally revealed to authorities in the Netherlands the names of Dutch citizens who are still getting monthly benefits for fighting for the German army in World War II. Berlin has forwarded a list with the names of recipients of the German pensions between 2015 and 2019 and the exact sums they were paid, the Dutch State Secretary of Finance said in a letter to Parliament. It turned out that 34 people in the Netherlands were getting disability stipends from Germany as of 2 years ago. The payments ranged from several hundred euros to 1,300. Most of the beneficiaries were veterans of the Waffen-SS or their widows and other close relatives. Media reports claim that among them could be war criminals and former guards, as dozens of Dutch served at the infamous camps along with German troops. So I guess, you know, what are we now, 76 years past the end of World War II, and they're still doing that? It's just incredible. I mean, you know, nobody seems to report on it. There's a few websites that do, but I never hear anybody talk about it much, where they drag these men in their 90s and attempt to put them in prison for serving in the army in Germany in World War II. All right, coming up on a break, when we come back, we're going to listen to just a little bit of planetlockdownfilm.com, Catherine Fitz. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Again, you can go to the website planetlockdownfilm.com and you can watch this in its entirety. I had to find it on Rumble. If you have problems finding it, shoot me an email, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'll send a link to you. But I'm only going to play, this is starting at 14 seconds and ending at 11 minutes and 3 seconds, but some valuable information here. So let's play audio 4, please, Kim.
My name is Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm the publisher of the Solari Report and managing director of Solari Investment Advisory Services.
And what do you think is happening economically as a result of all this?
So what is happening, I just published a huge study called The State of Our Currencies. And what I describe is the fact that for many decades, the dollar has been the reserve currency. And the system is what I would describe as long in the tooth. And the central bankers are trying to bring in a new system, but it's not ready to go yet. And what we're in a period of great change and uncertainty where the central bankers are trying to keep the dollar system going and accelerate. So they're trying to lengthen the dollar system, and then they're trying to accelerate bringing in the new system. And they have to bring in the new system without anybody quite realizing exactly what it is. So we've had a global reserve currency system, the dollar, and it needs to evolve and change, and it's long in the tooth. There's lots of unhappiness with the system, and the central bankers are trying to bring a new system. And to do it, they're trying to extend the old and accelerate the new, and it makes it a very chaotic thing, since much of the new is being tested and tried and prototyped, and it involves many different industries. So I describe the new system as the end of currencies. So it's, we're not bringing in a new currency. We're essentially bringing in a new transaction system that will be all digital and essentially end currencies as we know them. So what they're trying to do is involves essentially all the money on the planet. So it's big, it's complicated, it's messy. And the challenge they have is, how do you market a system that, if people understood it, nobody would want? And of course, the way you do that is with a healthcare crisis.
And why is a healthcare crisis good for that?
Because generally, if a few people want to control the many, the question is, how can you, you know, how can you herd all the sheep into the slaughterhouse without them realizing and resisting? So the perfect thing is invisible enemies. So we had the war on terrorism, you know, with invisible terrorists. And then now a virus is perfect because it's invisible. You can't prove that it doesn't exist because it's visible, invisible. So invisible enemies are always the preferred one, particularly if they scare people. If you can use fear and introduce significant fear, then people will need government to protect them from the invisible enemy. Then the second tactic, which is very effective, is divide and conquer. And so in the meantime, if you can use the media plays a very important role. If you can turn men and women against each other and black and white against each other. And one of the reasons you import a lot of immigrants into Europe is turn the general population against the immigrants, and then you need government to be in the middle. And, you know, so these are all, whether it's divide and tactic or invisible enemies, these are all ways to institute fear and get people to go along with things. And of course, the invisible virus allows you to do enormous control mechanisms. You can stop people from gathering. You can stop people from organizing. You can stop people from getting together and talking about what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. And if you digitize it with contract tracing, then you can control who's talking to whom. If you can get them to do all their work and education online, you can literally listen to everything they're saying. So you can institute extraordinary amounts of surveillance, all in the, you know, the theory that we're protecting you from the invisible virus. It's very clever, you know, and as you can see, it's working in with many people, not everybody, but many people. So to me, a lot, and I don't want to underestimate the ability of the leadership to introduce pathogens that will kill people, and I don't want to suggest that people aren't getting sick, but essentially, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get people to buy into a solution before they see where it's ultimately going to go. Because you're talking about a transaction system that is no longer a currency, it's a control system. So it's like a credit at the company store. If every central bank comes out with a digital central bank currency, they have the ability to turn your money on and off. So if you don't behave, that's it. And of course, as we know, they want to combine this with transhumanism, which means literally, you know, I take injections that can institute the equivalent of an operating system in my body. And so I'm hooked up to the financial system, literally, physically.
To step back to the beginning a little bit, a little 101.
Sure.
Is, what is the actual effect of the lockdown measures?
So what you're doing is you're trying to, I used to call the Patriot Act the Concentration and Control of Cash Flow Act, and this is a very similar process. You're trying to dramatically centralize economic and political control. So let me give you an example. We have 100 small businesses on Main Street in a community. You declare them non-essential, shut them down. Suddenly Amazon and Walmart and the big box stores can come in and take away all the market share. In the meantime, the people on Main Street have to keep paying off their credit cards or their mortgage. So they're in a debt entrapment. And they're desperate to get cash flow to cover basically their debts and their day-to-day expenses. In the meantime, you have the Federal Reserve institute a form of quantitative easing where they're buying corporate bonds, and the guys who are taking up the market share can basically finance at, you know, 0 to 1%, or their banks can, 0 to 1%, when everybody in Main Street is paying 16 to 17% on their credit cards without income. So basically, now you've got them over a barrel, and you can take away their market share. And generally, they can't afford to do what they say because they're too busy trying to find money to feed their kids. In the 2016 election cycle, we saw the general population support candidates who represented populism in a variety of different ways. So Bernie Sanders was a populist relative to the other candidates. Donald Trump was a populist relative to the other candidates. And literally what the sort of global capital class realized was they had a problem that you know, that could be solved by destroying the independent income of small business and sole practitioners and people who had independent forms of income. So if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're a CPA and you have your own practice, you are generally going to support the populist candidates. And so the way to shut the populist candidates down is to shut off their income and support, which is you put Main Street out of business, and then there's nobody to finance a Bernie Sanders or a Donald Trump. There's nobody to support him.
So, I mean, do the lockdown measures appear to you to be, it's more of an economic thing than a virus mitigation plan?
So this is an economic war. And you've basically had sort of the top 1%. So since April, we've seen global billionaires increase their net worth by 27%. Now, what that says is this has been a very successful global economic war, because what you're having is this sort of global capitalist class. And I shouldn't call it capitalism, because it's not. It's much more it's economic totalitarianism. What you've seen is they've been able to consolidate fantastic amounts of economic wealth, not just by deleting the income of the middle class and consolidating it into their companies, but by significantly improving the wealth and power of the largest G7 developed countries and China vis-a-vis the emerging markets. So, you know, the countries with the most advanced technology and the access to AI and software and to the sort of digital systems, including through space, are dramatically consolidating economic power vis-a-vis the weaker nations. So we're seeing a consolidation of economic power, centralization, both into the wealthier and the more powerful nations, and the basically top 1% who control them. So I would describe what COVID-19 is the institution of controls necessary to convert the planet from democratic process to technocracy. So what we're watching is a change in control and an engineering of new control systems. So think of this as a coup d'etat. It's much more like a coup d'etat than a virus. So for 20-some years in the United States, we've had a financial coup d'etat. And we knew at the end of 1995, a decision was made to move much of the assets and money out of the country. That was part of sort of bubbling the global economy with globalization. And they knew that once they'd finished moving all those assets, that they would have to consolidate and change the fundamental system. So after the financial coup, you've stolen all the money in the pension funds, you've stolen all the money in the government, and now rather than turn and tell people, well, we stole your money, you need an excuse that will allow you to consolidate and change the fundamental system. And so you have a magic virus. And the magic virus is, oh, you know, we have to fundamentally change the system. And, you know, thanks to the magic virus, there's no money in Social Security. Thanks to the magic virus, there's no money in the Treasury. You know, and you have your perfect magic excuse.
Everything can be blamed on the virus.
Yeah, yeah. The magic virus can, you know, it's amazing because every implication of the financial coup has been magically solved by the magic virus. Yeah, it's quite, if you're a financial person and you look at the world through the mathematics of time and money, it's quite amazing that anybody believes it, but they do.
Yeah, right.
Right. It's part of joining the, you know, what C.J. Hopkins calls the Covidian cult. You join the cult and you say, oh, yeah, well, the magic virus took all the money from Social Security. Yeah. Magic virus caused our pension funds to, you know, not be sufficient. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, well, we can just end that there. How about that? Invisible enemies divide and conquer. Remember all last summer when riots were good, but anti-lockdown rallies were super spreader events? I mean, there's a lot being said right there because, you know, we've played the clips, the Great Reset. I've got a story. We'll hopefully get to it. But Denmark's preparing to introduce coronavirus vaccine passports to open up overseas travel by the end of this month. And what it claimed to be the first governmental immunity certification in the world. All of this is coming. And you say, but there's not these. These are conspiracy theories. These are conspiracy theories. Right now on Breitbart, Time Magazine, secret well-funded cabal worked to protect the 2020 election. Now, listen to this. Time Magazine has published a detailed account of what it describes as a conspiracy between left-wing activists and business titans to create an extraordinary shadow effort to protect the 2020 presidential election. The New York Times has reported on the effect in January, referring to the Democracy Defense Coalition. The Daily Beast hinted at it in the fall, but the Times article is the most in-depth report at what others suggested was going on behind the scenes. Suppose we'll have any congressional hearings about this? I think not. The article by Molly Ball titled The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election presents the effort as a heroic effort to preserve a free and fair election and to fend off presidential Donald Trump's anticipated claims of fraud. Ball's description, however, also matches what she calls a paranoid view of an effort to make it difficult for Trump to win. The handshake between business and labor was just one component of a vast cross-partisan campaign to protect the election, an extraordinary shadow effort dedicated not to winning the vote, but to ensuring it would be free and fair, credible and uncorrupted. For more than a year, a loosely organized coalition of operatives scrambled to shore up Americans' institutions as they came under simultaneous attack from a remorseless pandemic and an autocratically inclined president. Through much of this activity took place on the left. The work touched every aspect of the election. They got states to change voting systems and laws, helped secure hundreds of millions in public and private funding. They fended off voter suppression lawsuits, recruited armies of poll workers, got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. They successfully prepared social media companies to take a harder line against disinformation and use data-driven strategies to fight viral smears. They executed national public awareness campaigns that helped Americans understand how the vote count would unfold over the days or weeks, preventing Trump's conspiracy theories and false claims of victory from getting more traction. After Election Day, they monitored every pressure point to ensure that Trump could not overturn the results. So a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, control the flow of information. They were not rigging the election. They were fortifying it, and they believe the public needs to understand the system's fragility in order to ensure that democracy in America endures. Man, isn't that something? They're totally admitting to what they've done and then framing it that, you know, it was heroic and that it was something necessary to be done to create this rigged vote situation to get rid of Trump, and then claim that it was all being done to save democracy. I mean, the hypocrisy, which I have come to grips with the fact that it exposing hypocrisy of the left doesn't seem, there's no shame, certainly. I mean, the Marjorie Taylor Greene case just this week shows that and all the rest. But I thought that was just incredible. That's on Breitbart right now. And I just read a segment of it because I don't have time. I may not be able to take phone calls right at the top of the hour. I've got two clips that I want to play. We'll see how it all unfolds. But it's amazing they're putting this information out. But what difference does it make? There's going to be no congressional hearings. There's going to be none of this criminality that's been done for the last 4 or 5 years that we know so well has been documented so well. Unfortunately, you know, other than us knowing about it, the Republicans, when they had the ability, refused to do anything about it because that's what they do. And of course, the left is not going to police themselves. They're too worried about just continually to get everything they want while they've got Biden in as president, which I don't call him president. I call him resident Joe Biden. All right, coming up on a break, we'll continue with the news on the other side. Back in moments.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Studio, and I tell you what, I've got one clip that I'm going to play here, and then after the top of the hour, I've got a 1 minute and 30 second clip that I'm going to play, and then we'll take phone calls. So if you want to call in, instead of everybody waiting to the last about 20 minutes and it being a rush, you know, after the top of the hour break, if you want to call in, go ahead and we'll move through calls. I'd like to get everybody, I'd really like to get your opinion on what you think about the Catherine Fitz that I played, because I think that makes a lot of sense. There's more to this COVID than the government caring so much to rush out these vaccines. And also last, when I was filling in for John, I'd ask, you know, does anyone know if the military is getting vaccinated? And according to Jeremy, so far from his knowledge, no. So isn't that a little telltale sign? We just recently had a gentleman here in Davie County that went and got the vaccine and then fell out. He got home and was trying to go walk to his house, fell out. They found him. He said he couldn't breathe. But that story's not made it on any of the local news media for whatever reason. All right, here we go. This is Audio 5. It's Andrew Carrington Hitchcock discussing what is happening in Ungray as a result of lockdown. Audio 5, please, Kim.
The conspiracy fact.
It certainly is. It certainly is. But before we get to the end of the show, and I know we are rapidly heading to the end of the show, there was one thing that I'd want to discuss with you today. I've released a very, very important video today. It's called Lockdowns Kill More People Than COVID. And I've actually been through all of the government's figures on the lockdown, on the deaths, on the rise in mental health problems, and lots of other facts and figures. And in the UK, we can now say absolutely conclusively that more children have died in the UK because of lockdown restrictions than have died because of COVID. And we can also say, again, absolutely conclusively, that more people in the UK under the age of 60 with no underlying health conditions have died, again, because of lockdown restrictions, not because of COVID. So more people in the UK under the age of 60 with no underlying health conditions have died because of the lockdown restrictions than have died because of COVID. Now, this is very, very interesting. And I think this figure will shock even you. Now, in the UK, we have now got a factual figure on the number of people who died in England in 2020 under the age of 60 with no underlying health conditions of COVID. And that figure is 388. That is a widely available figure. That is the number of people in the UK under the age of 60 with no underlying health conditions who died of COVID in 2020. So what we're looking at here is a case where for children and adults under the age of 60 with no underlying health conditions, more people in that bracket have been killed now by lockdown restrictions than they have by COVID. And we can conclusively say that for normal, healthy people, the lockdown is a far greater risk to the health of normal, healthy people than COVID is. And what we are seeing here is the government literally killing tens of thousands of British people by instituting restrictions on their lives, which are completely unconstitutional, tyrannical, and are causing massive, massive damage. And this isn't just economic damage. We're not just talking about economic problems anymore. We are talking about amazing.
All right, coming up on top of the hour break, back in moments.
I will pray for her.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.